We are all miracles and must make the most of our limited time here. Each of us have these unique gifts to contribute to the world, and it's our job to develop these gifts and give them away. That's why I created the Preschool SLP podcast. The Preschool SLP is about working smarter to create real change in ourselves and in others. Being an SLP is a mission. Let's discuss topics that matter. What are the game-changing strategies? How can we treat the whole child? How can we create the shiniest versions of ourselves and of our clients? We're here at the drawing board for a reason. You bring your own unique gifts. Together, let's create better. I'm excited about this episode because today I'm going to be sharing with you my 6 self-care hack swaps. So these are swaps that I make to be healthier, to have more energy, to be the best I can be at the work we do. So if you're working with children, as I am, that have complex communication needs, it requires that you are at your best mentally, social, emotionally, physically. So you have to be at a peak performance level. And what that means is that you really have to look at what you're putting in your body. And the most important thing will be, what are you ingesting? So today I'm going to share with you comfort food swaps that I'm going to be doing, because pretty soon the winter is going to be rolling around. Your serotonin levels are going to dip. And as a result, you're going to be craving the carbohydrates. So what we want to do instead is we want some healthy swaps in place. So those times when you don't want the Brussels sprouts and sardines for some reason, we have a backup plan. So I'm going to share with you 6 swaps today. I'm going to start with morning to night that I've used that are research-based, that have been highly effective. So I can't wait to share them with you. Before I get started today, I just want to express my gratitude for you, for listening, for being with me here at the drawing board, but especially for my SIS members. I made a sign and we are over 100 strong now. And these are the ladies that roll their sleeves up, that do the work with me 52 weeks out of the year, innovating practice. So these are the SIS members. I'm so grateful for you. Together we are better. I love it when you email me, when you get ideas, when you share with me challenges, we go to the drawing board, we come up with solutions. We are always innovating practice. So every year is different than the next. I have some of these people on here are OGs. We've been in for over a year now, and they were here right from the get-go with me. That means so much. And we're always changing. We are not file cabinet speech pathologist. Instead, we are constantly researching what we're doing, we're field testing it, and we're immediately putting it into practice. So what's really neat about the woman here that I have on this sign that I'm working with is they share with me what they do every single week. I myself am a member. I use my own email. I pull it up and I'm like, okay, I need these activities. Print these out right now, send these to the parents right now, pull these up right now for my Google slideshows and my music for my groups. I'm a member, so I use it myself. But what you do is you do your own spin on it. So if you see me on Mondays, for instance, I take a picture of these are the activities we're doing this week for our theme of the week, and this is what it looks like. By Friday, those activities look totally different because they evolve over the week with the feedback that I get from my students. But it's really neat because the SIS members I work with, they take those activities. They look totally different from my activities because everyone has their unique spin on what they do, and they put their own unique talents to it, and they do it in their own way. What's nice about the activities is that it's kind of like if you're doing a performance, the music, the costumes, the props are all done so that you can show up and worry about the performance, worry about the interaction. So that is really where the magic is going to happen. In therapy, the magic is going to happen when you are 100% present. The magic's going to happen when your heart and your mind are where your feet are. And when you are responding to what the child's doing at any moment in time, and you are either doing a backbend or maybe you're pushing forward, but it depends on every minute on what the child is doing. You're not able to do that unless the activity is already done. So I'm an own member of my own membership because I understand the value of having everything in place and the activities already done. And all I have to do is spend all of my energy being present for that child and focusing on that moment-to-moment interaction. I have the educationally rich activity there with the SIS membership. So I'm really, really grateful for these amazing people that are with me. And we are over 100 strong now, and we are just going to innovate practice, and we're going to do it, frankly, ahead of everyone else. And the reason we're doing it ahead of everyone else is because we're doing the research and we're putting it right into practice. We're doing the research, we're doing the field testing, it's immediately into practice. So right now, for instance, I'm doing new research this year. It's immediately going into practice. I field tested it this last month. And then in December, I'm sharing it with the SIS members. So it's that fluid of a practice because I am a researcher, because I am developing the materials as well. And then I have the SIS members here who's putting it into use. So we are really innovating practice and then changing things and giving me feedback. So we have no gap between research to practice. We're doing research, we're putting it right into practice, we're going back to the research. So it's really exciting, innovating practice. I love hearing from you. I love innovating practice with you. I think for the first time in my career in over 20 years, I truly don't feel alone, because I think a lot of times as a speech pathologist, you're kind of like an island. You're on your own and you're working in the field. And even though I do all of this continuing education, that's one thing. But to be alongside other practitioners working in the field with their sleeves rolled up, hearing what are the issues they're having, what's going well, what's not going well, and troubleshooting it together and innovating practice together, that's really, really special. So I am beyond grateful. Thank you so much. Huge shout out to these amazing members. I made this sign myself. As you can see, I'm no Martha Stewart, but it was made with lots of love. Okay, so let's get on with today's self-care lesson. You deserve this. I'm going to share with you what works for me, and where I'm coming from is I'm a speech pathologist. I'm not a dietitian. I'm not a doctor. I will tell you that I am a certified fitness professional. I've been teaching classes for years. I stopped when COVID hit, but I'm certified in everything from cycle, yoga instructor, Pilates, even pound. So I've taught pretty much every fitness class out there. I know a bit, might I say, about nutrition because I'm a researcher in my own struggles with weight. I have a lot of struggles when it comes to how you metabolize carbohydrates. For instance, if you test my glucose levels after I eat a sweet potato, it would be through the roof. It would be like after you ate a chocolate cake, this is how you would respond. Everyone is different and I'm highly sensitive to sugar. So I really have to focus on food quite a bit more than your average person. So let's just talk now about a day and how I start the day and what works for me. So I used to have a caffeine addiction. I would have about 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day, especially when I was writing the speech sound disorders textbook. But I tell you, this was one of the best things I did. I switched to decaffeinated. And the decaffeinated I like is the Kroger brand organic. It just It's a good price and it tastes the best to me. I try to get organic because they do spray pesticide on coffee. Decaffeinated is just as healthy as caffeinated. It has the polyphenols in it. So polyphenols are nature's antioxidants. They're really, really important. You want to take in as many polyphenols as possible. What they're going to do is they're not only going to help the cells operate better, they're going to help your organs operate better, they're going to help your systems operate better. So your entire body is going to operate better if you take in phenols. And decaffeinated coffee has polyphenols. Let me share with you all of the things I add to it. The first thing I add to the decaffeinated coffee is I add flavorless fiber. And I get this from CVS. And I get it from CVS because they have buy one, get one 50% off. It's flavorless. And what fiber does is it helps maintain the insulin levels. So if you're like me and you have that blood sugar spikes and the blood sugar crashes, adding fiber to your diet is a really good idea. So I have this decaffeinated coffee in the morning. I go ahead and I pour some fiber into there. What else do I pour into that coffee? I pour into it the Garden of Life collagen. This is my favorite collagen out there. It just has a really good consistency for diluting into the water. It's not clumpy. It just goes right into it. Garden of Eden grass-fed collagen. This is what I pour into my coffee every morning, the decaffeinated coffee. Now, I will tell you this. Garden of Eden was just purchased by Nestle. So buyer beware, just make sure the product does not change because Nestle doesn't exactly have the best reputation for producing healthy food. Okay, so hopefully they don't add corn syrup. So Nestle, don't mess with the Garden of Eden products. They're good. What else do I add to the coffee? Because I don't have that caffeine effect, I still want the energy and I still want the stimulant. It does help me think better. I get that from mushroom powder. I like the Om brand mushroom powder, which I buy from Better Health. It's a health store. It's OM. And this is the immune one. I'm using that because everyone is sick at my workplace right now. So I'm using the immune kind. There's tons of different mushrooms that you can use. I add Om mushroom powder to my coffee. So yeah, I add a lot to the coffee. And aside from that, one last ingredient I add is I add some stevia just for some flavor. And that's optional. So if I don't have stevia, I'm okay. So once again, I have my decaffeinated organic coffee in the morning, and I like to take a big old thermos of it and like shake it up, and it's nice and warm because this is Michigan where I live. It's cold. It's getting gray out. It's just a little bit of a comfort thermos. That's how I start the morning. I add fiber to that that's flavorless from the local drugstore because it'll be like buy one, get one half off. Then I buy like eight and I stock up, and then I buy the grass-fed Garden of Eden collagen. I add that to it and I add the mushroom powder. The mushroom powder helps me think better. It gives me energy. It has the same impact that caffeine has. However, the mushroom powder, I don't have that crash afterwards that caffeine would give me, and I don't get the stomach ache that caffeine would give me. So that's how I start my morning. So that's the first swap, the swap for the caffeinated coffee to the decaffeinated. All right, let's go to the number two swap. I told you that's Orange Theory is great if you're like me and you're time strapped. It's like, okay, you have an hour, you get the job done. It's intelligent workout. They're using high intensity interval training. You're not wasting your time. You have a mix of half cardio, half strength. So I do the Orange Theory workout. Then I'm going to work. I need something to eat because I'm kind of hungry from the cardio. And what I do is, I'm going to show you here if you're watching on YouTube, is I from Aldi. I buy this because it's very inexpensive. The non-fat Greek yogurt. Okay. So I have this huge thing of non-fat Greek yogurt. I leave these in my work fridge. I get 15 minutes to eat before it's time to start work. So I do this in the 15 minutes before work. I add organic baking cocoa. Make sure it's organic because that has less lead in it. And the recent research is finding that cocoa does have lead in it, the organic less. I put some of that into my non-fat yogurt. I stir it in here and then I add stevia to it. And then I stir it with a spoon and I make like this chocolate mousse. It's really delicious. So I'll have a little of that for my breakfast. That's it. Then I'll save the other half for the end of the day because I get hungry about 4 p.m. So I have this other half of this quart of non-fat Greek yogurt that I'm going to eat at 4 p.m. when I get hungry again. So I put that in the fridge for later. That's another swap. It's another comfort food swap because sure, I could have a grapefruit for breakfast, but I feel like I need that protein after working out. And I like that I get the protein from the non-fat Greek yogurt. And for carbohydrates, I'm someone that can handle dairy. If you can't, I'm sorry for making this recommendation. But the lactose really hits me well as a carbohydrate. And that's because it doesn't digest as quickly as a simple carbohydrate does. So lactose is better if you're someone like me that has issues with the spiking of the blood sugar and the crashing. Lactose would be better for you if you can handle dairy. So that's what I do for my breakfast. And I'm going to save the other half of this for 4 p.m. when I get hungry again at the end of the workday. Now we have lunchtime. So for lunchtime, normally what I eat, and my colleagues love me for this, is I eat Brussels sprouts with sardines. I think it's delicious. I put some Himalayan sea salt on there, some cracked black pepper in there, like, hello. And I have a colleague who's wonderful. We talk nerdy talk and research during break, and she doesn't mind the smell, and we have fun together. So I don't exactly eat it in the break room, but I do eat it in her classroom. She's okay with it. All right. So nonetheless, that's what I'm eat. But sometimes during the winter, you just want comfort food. You're like, I'm not feeling like sardines. I'm not feeling like Brussels sprouts. I want something that sticks to the ribs. This is what I'm going to recommend for you. Okay. This is a good comfort food swap. This is fettuccine style noodles from Miracle Noodle. Now you have to go to like Miracle.com. Okay. Don't get these from Amazon, because I used to get these from Amazon and they have packages that are open. They're not edible. And normally that's not a big deal, but this is $4 a package. So you're just like, oh my goodness, I just threw away $12. Half of these packages are opened, you know, so don't order these from Amazon. Order them from the company. This is delicious. It's shirataki noodle. And it's very healthy for you. It's full of fiber, 3 grams of carbohydrates, 5 calories when I look at the package. So this is just pure healthiness and it tastes like pasta. It really does taste like pasta. So what I do for lunch, if I'm like, I'm not feeling like Brussels sprouts and sardines today, it's cold outside, it's gray outside, my serotonin levels are low, I'm craving carbohydrates. Okay. I take this, the Miracle Noodle, I put it on a plate. I have this in the pantry. This is again from Aldi. I have nothing to do with Aldi, but I like their prices. And I like that they have organic and grass-fed for a good price. That's important to me. And their frozen berries are cheap. Their frozen blueberries and strawberries and cherries are cheap. But anyhow, getting back to this lunch, I like their four cheese Alfredo sauce. I do like that. So what I do is I have in the pantry white tuna. So I take the white tuna, I add it onto the fettuccine noodles there, and I add on it a gulp of the four cheese Alfredo sauce. Don't get the roasted garlic Alfredo. It tastes weird. I mean, this is just me, but it tastes really chemically. I like the four cheese Alfredo though. Then I stir it up. And I have it with Brussels sprouts because I just love Brussels sprouts. And that will be my lunch. So it feels a lot more substantial. It took you a second to make. You opened the can of white tuna. You threw it on top of your fettuccine noodles. And then you poured on a little Alfredo sauce. Yum. And you add a little cracked black pepper and Himalayan salt. And it's just deliciousness. And put some Brussels sprouts on the side. So that is my comfort food swap for lunchtime. You can have your own little fettuccine meal and it's super healthy. Now it's at 4 p.m. Now, if you're like me and you work in the schools, you know that that is like you get a carb craving. Like, oh my gosh, your blood sugar drops. Your adrenaline levels are just like down like to zero. They're like gone. and you're going to crave carbohydrates. That's when I pull out again my chocolate mousse. So I told you about my chocolate mousse before. I've got the other half a container, for breakfast. I have half a container left to get me home. So I'm driving through Detroit traffic, which there's all of this construction. It takes me forever to get home. I'm just sitting there in a parking lot and I've got my yogurt. Don't worry, I'm not really eating and driving because I'm not going anywhere. I'm just stuck. And I'm just like, bloop, 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 bloop. And I'll eat some of this, the other half of my chocolate mousse. And remember, this is just non-fat yogurt. It has stirred in it some cocoa and it has stirred in it some stevia. Now, the cocoa, once again, is full of polyphenols. Really, really good for you. You want to get as many polyphenols in you as possible because your body is just being attacked by pollution from all directions and chemicals from all directions. The polyphenols are your protection from all of that, okay? So get as many polyphenols in your diet as possible. So that is what I do. Then I go home for dinner. Now I'm going to give you another swap. Now this is popcorn. Now I can't really eat popcorn because of my blood sugar levels. I'm just going to tell you. But if you can eat popcorn, instead of taking a microwave popcorn or instead of using oil in a pot, this is a really good hack. Take a brown paper bag and add like a third a cup of popcorn kernels. No oil, no salt, nothing else. Close up that brown paper bag, seal it, roll it, put it on its side like you would a normal microwave popcorn. Just put it on the side. Press the popcorn button. You might have to add an extra minute onto what typically popcorn is popped at. You're going to have a full bag of puffy popcorn. You are welcome. I mean, if that's not the best hack of all, I don't know what is. And you can reuse that same bag over and over again and keep making popcorn in it. So if you're like me, what I like to do is like make a huge old bowl and I like to add olive oil or coconut oil and sea salt and just like go to town on the popcorn. So that's the popcorn hack. Once again, stop using those bags that are full of chemicals. It's really bad for you. Microwave popcorn is not good. So instead, do the brown bag popcorn. The next one we're going to is the brownies. For dessert, brownies are my favorite foods. And the reason I like them so much is their nice, soft texture. So this is the ultimate comfort food for me is brownies. Even though I don't like sweets, I just like brownies because they're soft. So what I like to do with brownies is I'll take my blender, and I use a Vitamix, but you could use any blender out there. And what I do with that blender is I'll just put in there maybe like 5 egg whites. Okay. Just throw 5 egg whites in there. I throw away the yolk. Then on top of those egg whites, I'll take stevia and I'll just like pour a ton of stevia in there, you know, just a couple cups of stevia or so. Then on top of that, I'll throw in like a cup of collagen. Then I'll go and I'll take the fiber. I'll add lots of fiber in there. Then I'll add a teaspoon, just a teaspoon of baking powder. And I'll add the cocoa, of course. So I'll go and I'll add the cocoa in there. So I have cocoa, collagen, fiber, a teaspoon of baking powder, and a lot of stevia. So the secret is the more stevia, the better. So you take it, you put it in your blender, you turn the blender on, and it mixes up. Perfect. So then I take a 9x9 brownie pan, put parchment paper down on it, spray it with that olive oil spray, pour it in, put it in at 350 for 20 minutes. Then I kind of pat it down. It kind of puffs up and it's nice and crispy on the outside and it's nice and mushy on the inside. It's kind of like a grilled cheese sandwich. It's perfect brownies. The secret is to add a lot of stevia. Now, if you don't like the stevia aftertaste, just add a pinch of salt. That'll help with it. And then you'll have delicious, healthy, in quote, brownies. You're going to just have to email me and tell me what you think of these brownies. I think they're delicious. Typically, I'll eat the whole pan and then I'll give one to my husband and he thinks they're good, but he doesn't eat the whole pan good. I eat 8 and I give him one. That's how much I like them. Now we're getting to the last one. The last swap I have is I used to take melatonin, and melatonin is a hormone And I stopped taking melatonin because I felt drowsy the next morning after taking melatonin. I also had really vivid dreams, and they weren't pleasant. They were kind of weird, actually, the dreams were. And they kind of like bothered me because I could remember them the next morning. So I made a switch. And this is what is called, known as an aptogen. And an aptogen is when you have a plant or an herb that helps you adapt to the stresses of the environment. And it's called holy basil. Now, I've tried many holy basil supplements. There is a particular brand I do recommend, the Himalaya. So it has to be Himalaya. I buy it from Better Health. It's perfect. So I love the Himalaya brand. This helps me sleep, the holy basil, and I have no side effects when I wake up. I swear by it. I think it's much better than melatonin. I highly recommend you try out this aptogen to help us cope with all of the stressors from the environment that we're dealing with in our bodies. So that is all of my comfort food swaps. I want to hear what you think of it. So my husband at first was like, you would be a great chef for prisoners, he said in the past. But he actually likes this stuff. I make this stuff for him and he's like, this is good. So I don't know if he's just drinking the Kool-Aid, like he's habituated to it. He's like, oh, I think this is good. Now I have no idea what good is anymore. I would love to hear your opinion. Try out some of these swaps. For me, they're game changers because I am someone who loves to eat. I'm someone who is a foodie and I eat large quantities of food. And making these swaps has empowered me to still eat large quantities of food, but not gain weight. I also feel good. So I want to know what you think, if you like the taste of it, if you've used it and it's like, oh, this is a really great thing. Thank you so much, Kelly. Or Kelly, this is crazy. This does not taste like chocolate mousse. This does not taste like fettuccine Alfredo. This does not taste like a latte coffee from Starbucks. This is just bad. You know, I would love to hear that feedback as well. So make sure to email me and let me know what you think. I can't wait to hear from you in all of these swaps. But I think these swaps are total game changers, especially looking ahead and the winter we have ahead of us. You know, it's going to be gray. Your serotonin levels are going to dip and you're going to crave carbohydrates. So what do you do instead? And these are some great swaps. So I really want you to try them. So I want you to take all of this information, roll up your sleeves and make the world a better place. You are always going to be first. Thank you so much for being with me.